My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Okay, folks, my sincere apologies. Working on getting Mark Morgan on. He is in a bad cell area, and so we're trying to get him connected to the program here, and hopefully he'll be able to buzz in and we'll have a conversation with him. I was mentioning last hour, and by the way, again, if you have not signed up yet, I really encourage you to do it. Go to cgrwellness.com. I was talking with somebody earlier this week, about just some different things, and I think about this as I kind of put it into that grouping. Why am I diligent about talking about these products? Is it about finances? Is it about money or what? It's not. If it was just about money, well, for starters, I probably wouldn't take it, because I'm going to take personally ingest what is most healthy for me. My decision regarding what I'm going to put in my body is not predicated on trying to get, make money out of the deal. And so I take these products because of the actual health benefit that I receive. And when I go in and get my blood work done, and it comes back with these, A's and A pluses, and this is an A minus, and this, by the way, is because we changed something in the we were not able. And maybe you're having this trouble too, but usually I eat really lean meat, and for the last couple of months we were not able Okay, let's see. I try and answer. All right. So let me try to call. There we go. So do I. There we go. Oh, I'm calling him by. I wasn't trying to FaceTime him. I was trying to just call him. That's odd. Okay, let's try this. We weren't able to get lean meat. All we could get was the thank you, and I'll need some cocolasses with that too. All we were able to get is the fat stuff. And so I had a slight bump up in one of my cholesterol readings as a result of ingesting the fattier meats. But that didn't have anything to do with this. And
you reached the cell phone of Mark Morgan.
And the rest of this right here, I'm telling you what, is just knock your socks off. I don't know if I can get back here far enough for the camera to, well, sort of, kind of, but this here is your Resvane. This is the vibe. Whoop. Lost it. Not sure where. On the ground. Where'd it go? You see it? Thank you. My invisible helper. okay, so here's the vibe. Ultra shot, and then there's the flex. Here's the omega-3, the apple cider vinegar, and the ashwagandha. And folks, I take this stuff. As a matter of fact, I'll in about an hour, I will be taking again my second dosage. This is Vibe Ultra Shot and Resvane, and I take an early morning.
Thank you.
I take an early morning dosage, and then I about 4 or 5 hours later, because I'm up at 5 o'clock. About 4 hours later, I take a second dose. In addition to that, I take the apple cider vinegar, and I take the ashwagandha when I've got it, which currently I don't because we ran out. But these are things that I regularly, personally ingest that I can't imagine not doing it, and I can't imagine why I wouldn't. You know, I just found something over here. My wife had sent me this. And so we're talking about your physical health. I'm going to change gears for just a minute. And then I will get into it because I want to talk to you about a story that I found on Blaze this morning. And I showed you the one from yesterday with Ariana Preston, the police officer that was murdered in Chicago. But there was something that popped out to me about both of these incidences. Now, I don't know if this statement is a disinformation statement that's designed to invoke certain thoughts, feelings, what have you, because that popped into my head, praying that through, or if it popped up because there's a pattern that's beginning to take place, and I think that it's a pattern that's beginning to take place that as of yet no one's talking about, that I believe is quite dangerous. But let's do this real quick, then we'll take a break, then we'll come back, then we'll talk about that. All right, so we're talking about good health in the last hour, cgrwellness.com. That's your physical body. But your spirit man needs good health as well. And so I want to make some declarations with you, and I hope you'll just kind of listen along and agree along with me regarding them. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Deuteronomy 28:13. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. The Lord will make me the head and not the tail. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Psalm 20. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, war vehicles, aircraft, tanks, or rocket man. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. In other words, whatever the Lord decides that he wants to do, whatever is his will, whatever is his will, I put my hope, I put my trust, I put everything in knowing that God works all things together for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. Finally, Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge and fortress of my life. Whom shall I dread? I hope you have made those declarations. I hope you've allowed that to imprint in your mind, in your spirit. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Hour number two, right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. And let's see here. My fingers are not doing the walking today, let me tell you. No, we're going to do a different thing. We're going to do this one. And then we're going to go into, YouTube here. Okay. So we should be able to get to, there we go. Now we're in. No, let me try it again. I don't want to sign in with that. I want to sign in with that. That's not true. Okay. Well, it's Google is doing it's banning things, so whatever. Which is fine. Very typical of Google. I've got a secondary account where I am signed in. Let me see. Let me do it. No. Well, no. No thanks. I don't want to do that one. Bear with me a minute, folks. Sorry. Mess with Google here. No thanks. Now, let's try this. And let's try this. Uh-huh. See, there we go. Now, okay, so now we're going to do Trump's Town Hall. Did y'all see that last night? I did not see it last night. I got to tell you. I didn't watch it. I was not. News at 5. Disgusting comments. 5 notable moments. KTLA. Cheered by audience after calling presenter nasty person. Well, that's interesting. 418,000 views. He talked about the lawsuit. Best moments and reaction, Tyrone Magnus. So it looks like maybe he's Huckabee, reality of his moments. Who else? PBS? No. Today Show? No. Sky News Australia, probably not. Let's see. Katie Couric, no, definitely not. Oh, Lordy. Maybe Huckabee. How long is this one? This one's fairly long.
Texans want to vote to bring destination resorts with casino-style gaming to the Lone Star State. From
a compilation of all the best moments. I would say that Trump is probably tied for my favorite president with Obama. I think I enjoyed hearing Obama speak, and I enjoyed his charisma. But Trump is absolutely hilarious. The funniest president of all time. He probably could have been a stand-up comic if he wanted to, and could have succeeded very much at it. So let me watch this. In a world of politics where Tyrone Magnus don't trust a damn one, I'd rather watch the one that's the funniest. I know some of you would argue that Biden's the funniest at this point with some of his hilarity, but Trump, hands down, is the funniest president of all time. Let's get it.
Please welcome the frontrunner for the Republican nomination, former President Donald Trump.
He even came out with the look on his face like, yeah, it's me.
When they went to the Capitol and they were breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows, injuring police officers, why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it took. Oh, let me pull it out.
Got receipts.
On January 5th, the day before, I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Stay peaceful. This was the day before, and this was in the form of Twitter. Now I use Truth. Truth Social. I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's on Truth. If you look, January 6th, this is before 2:30. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. This is right after, as it was happening. But what happened is they took it down. I don't know why. I think they took it down because it was so good. They didn't like it being up there. I am asking, this is, and we didn't know until I got it back, because now I have 90 million people waiting for me to go back, but I'm on Truth and I'm staying on Truth. Listen, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violation. We want no violation. We want no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. That was at 2:30. That was very early.
Mr. President, I looked at the same Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this. But what do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out. They went up. I'm the only person in history who had a charge like that. And usually you leave office, you say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to back home. I'm back home to my family and everything. I'm going to be resigned. My poll numbers went up, and they went up with the other fake charge, too. Because what's happening is they're doing this for election interference. This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy, John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wasn't allowed to put that in. All of these things, but with her, they can put in anything. Access.
What do you give Ukraine weapons?
I was impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy
Pelosi.
But
the question here is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding if you were?
I would sit down. Let me just put it a nicer way. If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war?
Okay.
They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths, and within 24 hours that war will be settled. It'll be over. It'll be absolutely over.
Do you
over.
Want Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people and breaking out.
I got clap for that on it. Damn right. Killing everybody.
You have to get Mr. President, can I just follow up on that because that's a really important statement that you just made there. Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. they're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I wanted to stop dying.
Yeah, stop trying to push their
answer. I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24 hours. I'll have it done. You need the power of the presidency to do it.
That's the question that investigators have, I think, is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Can I, do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you. You are a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Yo, I need the whole video. I need the whole story.
Yeah, so this guy's interesting. Have never seen him before. What was interesting was I'm sitting there trying to find now here's somebody that says
US Special Forces
that,
device turns men okay. into beasts. It emulates 54,000.
There we go.
Mark Simone, WOR radio host, and the ever popular David Asman, Fox Business anchor. Mark Simone, what stood out? Let's just look at this whole thing. I had some sound. Maybe you disagree. What stood out in your mind about Trump's performance?
It was brilliant. He was very effective. You can tell from every liberal having a meltdown on TV today. I know. It's supposed to be a town hall. That means the voters ask the questions.
Right.
Instead, this woman decides it'll be a little mini January 6th committee.
Right.
Best moment was the focus group afterwards. They said to this guy, why does he keep talking about January 2020th? And he said, I think because your first question was about January 2020.
Yeah.
They got 3 million viewers. Tonight they'll be back to family and friends only audience. So.
A couple of hundred.
Yeah. She was, I think, just not ready for this.
Were there any polls out today about Trump's performance? I'm sure there'll be polling on this.
Yeah, but the fake college polls, media polls. But, you know, you got to be like Leslie Stahl, a veteran. If you're going to be rough,
yeah.
You have to have a neutral look on your face and a calm tone. You could see in her face rage and hatred for Donald Trump. You can't do that when you're a moderator. Means moderate, not take a
but
side.
But she always, she was the one, when he started making sense on policy, yeah. whether it was economic policy, border policy, foreign policy, that's when she got nervous. And I have a feeling, you know, we all have these IFBs. Hopefully we don't get interrupted much by the producers. I have a feeling she got a lot of producers screaming at her, go back to January 6th, go back to the 2020
right.
election. When he was getting traction on all these issues, and the reason is because comparing Trump's term as president and his success on the economy, on limiting migration from the border, on foreign policy successes, compare any one of those issues to Joe Biden, and he wins. He wins hands down.
So I think
that was her fear, is that
drawing
she was gonna
on,
give him a winning
drawing
game.
On your prior history of being a reporter and an economics guy. I know you're a celebrity anchor now, but before this happened, I thought that was the best part of the thing. Now, I know because I'm an economics guy myself, but I thought he really captured, here's what I did, on energy, taxes, on regulation,
right.
on prosperity. That's what people want to hear. You know, on this, we've had Art Laffer keep saying the best candidate's going to be the one with a serious prosperity agenda. Kellyanne Conway keeps saying the same thing. Steve Forbes keeps saying the same thing. I keep saying the same thing. If Trump stays on message like that, I mean, he did that in one little 30-second sound. It was really quite extraordinary.
But again, you can't avoid the comparison with the policy failures of the Biden administration whenever he brings up the policy. That's why she was trying like hell to get him back to January 6th and 2020.
I also think people don't understand, Mark, how important negotiations are in a presidency, right? You can't just wave a magic wand. You got to sit down. And how good a negotiator Trump was and is and presumably will be. If you listen to what he was saying on the abortion question, on Putin and the Ukraine, other matters, he was saying, oh, the debt ceiling. we'll negotiate this out. And if I have to bludgeon them with a default threat, then I'll bludgeon them with a default threat. Look, I saw it. I was in the China trade team. For 2 years, we hassled that out. He bludgeoned them with tariffs. The reason he could get remain in Mexico, he bludgeoned Mexico with a tariff threat. I mean, that's a lost art. And I don't think these kids, Ms. Collins and whoever, they don't understand how important it is. And I saw it 40 years earlier with Reagan, who ran the Screen Actors Guild and negotiated the only strike in the history of that union.
Right. Yeah, it's the one time he shut her down. The fourth time she said, will you call him a war criminal? He made it clear, I can't do that if I want to negotiate right. with him. And she realized he's talking about statesmanship. If I say he's a war That's criminal, right. he's got to fight even harder now.
There's another point to that, which is that shows it's not just the policy, it's how you apply the policy, how you use it at the negotiating table. And not everybody who's running for the nomination, the Republican nomination, has that skill set. Not only does he have the skill set, he came into office in 2016 with a skill set, but that...
Well, and that really is that's what sets Trump apart from the rest of these guys and did before is his background and his ability and his knowledge. And he's dealt with and had dealt with most of these heads of state as a businessman, and now he is brought forward to deal with them as a political leader, and he did so quite adeptly. He did so very well. So well, in fact, that in spite of the best efforts of a State Department that was being run by Democratic Party operatives and globalist operatives, really, and has been for probably 35 years, thereabouts, at least. You probably could suggest that there was even, obviously with the challenges that Reagan had, in the 80s, Reagan had some successes in foreign policy, but he also had some really significant challenges, and those were all predicated on individuals that were placed really in the Carter administration. And even you could argue that some of that was put in place all the way back in the 60s. Again, as I've explained before, the 60s were a significant and it's interesting because everybody wants to talk just about social mores and the social side of that was significant, the free sex and all that, and the breakdown of certain morals. But the breakdown of morals in the 60s began 20, 30 years before that. Kinsey, if you look at and Kinsey would be kind of a timeline. Kinsey, let me type in so I kind of try to give you the timeline on this. But the Kinsey reports, 1948 and 1953. So sexual behavior in the human male was published in 1948, which means that he was doing this research. Think about this. He's doing this research during World War II. He's doing this research while the nation is at war. He's literally using the same kinds of junk. Whew, wow. All right. So this is what he's up to. So 1948 was when he published The Men, and then 1953 is when he published The Women, the book about women's sexuality, sexual behavior in human females. And he assumes in both of those that babies, children, are sexual from birth, okay? This is a very scary thing. And then, so now, when you lay that in on a timeline, and then you look forward and you say, well, but the sexual revolution of the 1960s, Well, actually, 1948 and 1953. So you begin introducing throughout all of the 50s the Kinsey mindset, the Kinsey idea, infiltrating into the education system. So by the time you get to the 60s, yeah, absolutely, this is ingrained now. This is indoctrinated into a generation. But that's a piece. Because remember what I've told you before, you have the communists that infiltrated both the seminars and infiltrated higher education. And so now when we move forward now and we talk about foreign policy, remember what if you've taken the time to watch this, it's called Disinformation, put out by WND Films, which Joseph Farah, who I've had on the program, great guy. But if you've watched this, then you also recognize that while they're doing all of this breaking down of the constructs and attacking the institutions and so on, the disinformation campaigns are in full bloom, and they're working those disinformation campaigns out of the Soviet Union and infiltrating in, and I've talked about McCarthy before and the issues that associated with that. And so now the State Department has been fully and completely infiltrated going back to the 1960s. And where I was going with all this was understanding what it was that President Trump was up against in his time and the, you know, the efforts that were made, the impeachment efforts that were made, the Russia. We talk about the 51 intel. I can't even, as of right now, when you think about those individuals that signed that document in 2016, suggesting that President Trump was in collusion with Russia based solely on a lying, made-up document, the Steele dossier, okay? So here we have this completely phony dossier and 51 intel people who, by the way, remained for the most part in office. Some of them became the former intel people that did what? In 2020, signed the document that said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. But here was the issue that you need to see. The Ukraine impeachment was predicated on the fact that President Trump's policies were getting too close to uncovering all of their dirt and all of the stuff that they were engaged in and involved in and the illegal and treasonous activity that they were a party to. The State Department has been turned over to foreign interests. And those foreign interests, and I know, I mean, for, I've got some pretty firsthand information that you know, they were told if the White House tells you to do something, ignore it. And anybody that came over from the Trump White House, they got rid of. And if you think Rex Tillerson was on Trump's side, he was not. Now, could he have been a good choice? Relative to his understanding of the oil stuff, yes. Did he potentially move the ball in that arena in a way that Trump was hoping that he would? Potentially, yes. But he was not taking direction from President Trump. So you had old school ingrained, passed down over decades, mindsets within the State Department, entrenched, not going anywhere, not listening to Trump, following their own globalist World Economic Forum agenda. And that's what we're battling with the State Department. That's what we're battling in Intel. Now you've got, I mean, the CIA exposed. I'm grateful that we finally are beginning to have some whistleblowers that will actually come forward and say on record, yeah, we've got a bunch of treasonous crooks that have usurped authority within our governmental structure, and they should be charged. But here's the other, what you will run into, what we'll see potentially, is we're going to see people dying off. They're going to do everything they can, I think it was last week I played a piece from George Barna that he did in January of 2017 regarding polling that he did and the impact of media and how our information system and the thought processes and what the general public opinion is driven by media. Now, I realize that media has a very high disapproval rating. There was a joke in that piece that I played off of the Fox Business piece talking about the Trump speech that, yeah, CNN had 3 million viewers last night, and now that'll go back down to, family and friends. Ha, ha, ha. But the reality is that the numbers keep getting shown and they are pushing their agenda. And then we wonder why do people do what they do, react the way that they react, behave the way that they behave? Because there's an indoctrination and it's not this blatant. It's not like you have healthy thinking and wicked thinking. And they're having a conflict in the school. The students don't have healthy thinking coming in, many of them, because their parents don't have healthy thinking coming in, because their grandparents don't have healthy thinking coming in. And then you've got the situation where now you've got a slight majority of children are being raised in a single parent family home, and the larger percentage of that is single mothers, and so mom is just scrambling, trying to just keep her head above water, and hang on to this kid and keep things going. And in some instances, not so much. We were not created for that kind of an environment. We were created for the environment God intended, a husband and a wife and children, a two-parent home. And we were created so that the woman would be able, but see, we said, no, that you, to one group, we said, you're oppressing to the woman. And to the woman, we said, why are you selling yourself short? Wait a minute. Setting the bar for the next generation, influencing generational leadership and the direction of a nation, equipping those arrows in the home with the assistance of the husband, but equipping them on a regular basis, and suddenly that has lost its value, and why do you see nations going askew? I'll be back.
Hi, this is Pastor
Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, so I mentioned to you, and I want to jump over to this, and let me see if this is on the front page at Blaze. Let's see. Indiana Sheriff's Ebony mauled by a dog. No, that's not it. Looking for Florida man arrested. Let's see. This is going to be I tell you what. Let me see if I can find it. 13-year-old hardened here we go. 13-year-old hardened criminal shoots cop during gun battle. So this was a 13-year-old described by authorities as a hardened criminal with no regard for life, shot a police officer during a foot chase in Florida and was wounded in the exchange. And it goes on, and so what it says is he repeatedly ordered them to stop. He pointed this Taurus nine millimeter handgun and shot Smith three times, as seen in the body camera footage. Taylor says Smith was struck in the left foot, returned fire, but Domus managed to get away. Let me see. Youngster had been given probation. Here we go. So the sheriff said Domus and his two cohorts, who were on probation at the time of Wednesday's incident, were smoking marijuana and driving around Lakeland, Florida, looking for someone to shoot. Looking for someone to shoot. Let's see. Chicago officer shot and killed. I don't know. Yeah, there we go. Okay, there. All right. So what we know after Chicago police officer Arena Preston was shot and killed. There is a, nope, it's not in this story. So in one of these stories that I had read about her being shot, it said that they were, no, here's, this is another one, this is March 3rd, another one that was shot in Chicago. This is, Chicago police officer fatally shot after working her shift, May 6, AP News. Okay, and let me see. I'm trying to look and see. Nope, it doesn't say it there either. One of these articles said that these four people that shot her, let's see, after shooting police officer, suspects sell her gun. Let's see if I can find that. 14 charged with 24-year-old officer, 16-year-old. Okay, so here we go. Four teenagers have been charged in the murder of a beloved 24-year-old Chicago police officer after one of the teens allegedly confessed his involvement to a friend as detectives listened in, according to court documents. Ariana Preston had just finished her shift. The four suspects were out looking for victims that night and are believed to be connected to multiple robberies and a car theft in the hours leading up to Preston's murder. I'm not sure why the microphone was turned off there on the video. My apologies. All right, so here's where I'm at, folks. For those of you that are watching on the video, that for some reason the microphone decided not to be turned on. In the story about the shooting that took place in Polk County, Florida, there's three suspects there, and in the story it says that they were driving around looking for someone to shoot. Control F. S-H-O-O-T. You know, why this thing does some of the things that it does is just kind of bizarre. S-H-O-O-T. Yeah, that's not it. Let's see. Semi-automatic. He shoots, is accused of shooting. There we go. The sheriff said Domus and his two cohorts, who were on probation at the time of Wednesday's incident, were smoking marijuana and driving around Lakin looking for someone to shoot. I mean, come on, people. They're driving around looking for someone to shoot. This is not normal behavior. All right, we're going to take a break. I'll be back. Don Jans is going to join me on the other side.